Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being Wednesday, of course, it's Dear Bumi. Auntie Bumi, good morning. Today's Dear Bumi. Probably I don't think this will be the last you will hear for the month of October till about sometime early in November, because I'm going to take a break at the end of this week. I haven't taken a break since April, and my usual tradition is to take a break every 3 months. But enjoy this one, because the next two sessions or so of Dear Bumi. Also, I want to tell you that on Friday, I'm going to have Ratata here. Ratata is one of our OAPs in Wazobia, and I'm sure you didn't know that. I didn't know myself that he's a very good artist, fine art, and so he's going to have an exhibition. We'll talk about it. And that also he's a pastor. I didn't know that he was also a pastor. So we are going to have a very light-hearted Friday. Tomorrow we'll have an open mic. And then on Saturday, all of you remember Ms. Pau Kunaya, the astrologer. Pau Kunaya called me about 2 weeks ago and said, "Jimmy, do you know the world war is here?" I said, "How?" He said, "Look at what's going on in Israel, Palestine, all this, the Hamas and all what's going on. That's tantamount to a world war coming." So we'll take him on in a very sober moment on Saturday. You'll do more of listening than contributing. Just sit down and let him tell us what the stars say. Remember that his prediction on our own elections has almost come through true. So that's what we have on Saturday. And then off I go on my long-deserved vacation. Good morning, Fancy Nancy.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Why are you looking sad that I say I'm going on holiday? Am I your husband?
Because I'll miss you.
Go, Joe. Don't miss me. Am I your husband? The great Fancy, how are you?
Doing very well.
We missed you last week.
Yes, I couldn't make it, sorry. Good morning, Lagos.
When you go on vacation, where do you go? You go to Bonny. You go to
Opobo. It's a lovely island.
Well.
Very beautiful.
Well. Answer. Right, so what are we talking about today? Oh, boss. Jenny says that my man is too tight-fisted. What is it with you women and money? Eh?
It doesn't have to be money. Did she say money?
She's upcoming. I think we've seen this before, Betty, who says, "How could I fall in for a brute?" I think I will take it last, because I think I had this one or two times too many.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a Wusilat. I need to talk to some people. This Wusilat too. Wusilat says that she's not guilty about being unfaithful. Can you imagine? That one don't get conscience. He just day.
She's saying we have full chest.
With her full chest. She's ready for anybody who can be. This one, Akash and Kai.
How bad do you mean?
When you say you are not guilty about it,
some of these things can be psychological, you know.
Whether it is psychological or psychopathical, if you say you're not
you have to go there.
Psychopathical,
could you be?
Psychopathical.
Motor money. So she has some.
Scon. But they says that should I expose this cheat? Who is this cheat? Oh, she really wants to expose her friend, her friend's husband,
That's serious.
You do that, you're dead. When they make up, they put
they will use you as a
headline. Bukola says that he now prefers to live alone. Kelechi said that I didn't know he was a kiss and tell. No, especially there are some men. When I do that baby yesterday, shaggy. If you see.
That's so childish.
There's still a lot of men like that.
Babies.
Some of the men, when they're not old, if they have to kiss and tell, it takes them one whole month to run through all.
They have a long list.
And then there is Esther. We go carry another person's bone. Then that says he wants his wife back because of his kids.
So which one
should we take? Let's do the tight-fisted one.
Aradite.
This tight-fisted, Money, Feta.
Feta is in the...
No, this. You need to watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live. This Ray Charles and that, I can't see her eyes.
I don't, Feta, what's happening?
I remember this was when we were in school, you know, when we were in school, you get some guy, that especially when I did my A levels at Comfort. I'm saying this to remind my classmates in case any one of them is listening. There were one or two guys in the morning when they come to school like this, and this is their glass, you can't see the guys. Then they say, I won't mention, hey, whatever, let me use my name, Disu. Why are you wearing the glasses? I have Apollo, sir.
And that's not true.
Of course, it wasn't true now. When I was in the Compro, I remember some people had a farm. It was not vegetables. Or like my Aqua Ibom, it was not vegetable.
It was vitamins.
So I remember two of them. Why were you wearing dark glasses? Take off the glasses. Why? I have a polo.
Beth, are you trying to tell us something?
No, thank you. I just have a thing for glasses.
You look cute, though.
She,
so
cute. What does
she do? She has a thing for glasses. So cute.
No, he get a polo. Okay, let's get down to Jenny. Jenny says that my boyfriend never gets me anything for my birthday. Hmm. It's very upsetting since I spend lots of money and think about each present I buy for him really carefully. I also do that too. But I don't do presents anymore now. It's safer to do vouchers.
Give vouchers. Give cards.
So, yes, see, I mean, I bought a present for somebody before, very expensive list. Extremely expensive. This one is the one to use.
You are buying expensive. I've been here.
What?
My birthday is coming.
To that time, so Israel. I have no inheritance in the house of Dapa.
Oh, my God.
You want me to load a gun for another man to shoot? I better go sit down.
I'm just asking for a birthday present. To thy 10th
old Dapa.
Okay.
In case you don't know, Dapa is her surname. So it got to a point after 4 hours yesterday together that I start stressing about it and dropping hints from about a couple of months to my birthday.
Hmm.
Hey, do you know that I'd love to have, there's one wristwatch I saw that he started dropping those hints. The guy, Bone, he always suggests he's got something special for me, but when the big day arrives, his gift doesn't. So now loud mouth. This one, mouth they take to everything, you know. There's always some excuse like, oh, he forgot it in the office, but I never see anything. Am I making too much of a fuss? I don't think she's making a fuss.
At all.
I believe in things like that.
Especially when she's investing.
And, you know, unfortunately, I've had to ask people once or twice, it's my birthday, you know, depending on... I said, what can I get you? You have everything. I said, no. The richest man in the world, if you give him... a letter opener, something personal.
I believe it's a thought that counts.
It's a thought, yes.
Not the.
We should get out of this thing that says a present must be something
expensive. Yeah.
Expensive. Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be. It's just something touching, but also be very careful. You cannot. There are certain gifts that connote intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't. You can't go to. You can't go to UK now and say that I want to buy. Underwear for
exactly for feta exactly.
You know,
yeah.
What is my?
Why would you even know her size in the first place?
Well, sometimes you can gauge. No, but you ask me.
Okay.
Sometimes you can have. If I was going to buy a dress for you, I'd buy an 18. It's between 16 and 18.
Why are you telling the Holy Ghost my size?
Okay. sorry. Please, run the tape back again.
I think it's too late for that.
There are some things you can just
put two and two together and
8 or 10, you know. We know these things.
Could we just put our resume out? Our resume has been distributed.
So what should she do?
It's very easy.
Should she ask the guy?
Okay, so I learned a new Yoruba word recently, and it's my favorite word now. It's called Dakbada.
Oh, she should. Hey, but he won't know.
Since he's not giving her any present, when is his birthday?
No. Forget his present. I don't believe that, because even if you do that, it's not going to hurt him or anything.
So it's you won't be feeling bad because, like she said, she's already investing. She buys him expensive presents.
No, you
on
do.
His birthday.
I believe in you. Do your bit.
No,
not and satisfy yourself.
I refuse to.
Okay. I mean, you have a stingy guy, but occasionally you buy him a shirt and whatever.
We're not buying.
And when you see him.
No, we're not doing that. We're not going to be enabling people to treat us badly. No, but it's the truth. You doing that is enabling him to misbehave because you're going to keep buying him presents. And when he doesn't reciprocate, you continue feeling bad. So once it's his birthday, you don't buy a present for him and he doesn't buy for you too. Everybody is good and dandy.
So she shouldn't ask him, Damon, what's going on?
I'm sure she would have brought it up once or twice.
He might even think that she's a gold digger.
On top of the present.
Yes, now imagine
that. Let us dig the gold.
So, what is the final word?
Do you want to stop reciprocating?
Do you want to do 50-50? Do you want to call a friend or ask the audience?
Dakwada. Yes.
Fancy, you are looking a bit different from the last time you were here. Has something happened?
Like what?
You are never a Dakwada person.
Because,
the last time you were here, you would have said something, Jimmy, you need to get together.
We need to start meeting people at the point of their needs.
Ah, Mudano.
It's the truth. Treat people accordingly. Let's all be acting right.
Well, at the appropriate time, which I think is now, you can call in if you have something to contribute. You can call in. In fact, we'd appreciate Pastor Ladipo, tell us what the Bible says.
I'm sure Feta agrees. Feta, you agree, don't you?
You don't agree.
So you continue buying presents for somebody that doesn't buy anything for you.
I mean, you have to talk about it at some point. Mention it.
She already did, and she says every time she brings it up, he says he forgot it at the office, and the gift never comes. That's what, in her own words, quote and unquote, black and white.
So are you trying to say that the guy is a 419?
Of course he is. He's
So if you are giving to receive, that's where the problem is. But if that's who you are as a person, like me, I like to gift. You know, I think I will not even remember that you're not gifting me.
Really?
I would mention it one or two times in our conversation that I'd like you to gift me things. But that's all. If that's my person, I'm not going to change.
So she's not asking for anything expensive. In my opinion, I just think it's a thought that counts. That he remembers, to just say, I got you this candy. I got you this. I just got you something to say.
So if I get
I appreciate
if
you.
If it's
I care
a birthday
about you.
And I get you a hairpin, you'll be happy.
Yes, because it's the thought. You thought about me. When you saw that pin, you thought about me. So it's the thought that counts. It doesn't have to be anything expensive.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Good point.
Yeah,
good point,
I would appreciate it.
So we have one. Ojoro cancel. it is now what one sportscaster called a 1-1 goal. Let's draw. We'll take your calls when we are ready, but keep them coming in. Okay, so let's talk about. We've talked about about the brute. I think I've treated it so many times. And the only thing we'll just say here, in order not to waste time, is that if you're in a very explosive relationship, no matter how, whatever it is, just get out of it before you lose your life or you end up being a murderer. Okay, the same old story. So let's get to Wusila, which I think we've done this before, but it'd be nice to hear your own perspective. Remember the daughter of who you are. Remember that you're a Christian. Remember, you went to catechism and everything in answering questions on this one. No, because this cannot be that philosophy of Dakwada.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Apply to every situation.
This cannot be a situation of Dakwada. I will do my own.
It doesn't apply to every situation.
It doesn't apply to any. Yes. Now that we have that clear, remember, you understand.
I understand.
Remember who listening, the YouTube recorded, it can be posted all the way back to Opobo. To your ancestral home. Wozila says that I've been in a serious relationship for close to a year now, but my problem is I can't stop cheating. This one needs deliverance.
Serious one.
They need to take her to a traditional home. One no wedding. I've always been a flirt, and my brother thinks I mean no harm by it. Mugu.
They don't rub hands for it.
Well, how can you say that your wife has
because
been?
Because the guy has a good heart. He doesn't just think she's a bad person.
I'm not saying she's a bad person, but she ain't going to be my girlfriend if she's a flirt. Mm. It'd take something.
If he was just innocent, then it's
there is no innocent.
But she has crossed the border.
There is no innocent flirting.
Has she crossed the border?
Will she tell the truth?
Okay.
You will never tell the truth. A few weeks ago, I even allowed myself to be seduced by one of my boyfriend's mates. I know it makes me look slutty. Of course, you're slutty. I feel no qualms whatsoever. It's just one of the few men I've cheated with since I started going out with this guy.
Wow.
I don't understand why I'm being unfaithful to my boyfriend as I love him a lot. I just believe that since I feel no guilt, there's no reason to stop. How can I stop? I don't want to lose my boyfriend. You're going to lose him. Who is the best thing that has ever happened to me?
Oh,
she's
going
to lose him.
Wow.
She's taking him for granted.
There's something missing in
this
her life.
This one not need deliverance. Though.
No, there's something missing in her life. What problem
what is
does
missing?
She, what's the issue with monogamy? What problem does she have with
no,
monogamy?
No, because she didn't. She said that she's been, if it was this particular guy, I would have said that, okay, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe the chassis of the vehicle is not functioning well. Needs ringing and piping and things. But she said she has been doing it with
different
the good,
guys.
The bad, and the ugly.
Yeah,
so now she needs deliverance.
She has a problem. She needs to take a step back, leave the guy alone. Obviously, the guy doesn't have any...
Jokes apart, I think she needs counseling.
Yeah.
There's something
psychological.
How do you counsel a woman not to have hot pants?
There are tactics for it, I think. I actually think it's a disorder.
It is a disorder.
Yes, I actually believe it's a disorder. Yeah, so... Yes, therapy.
So for those of you out there who are in the same listen with Wosilat, take a bus to you know where across the bridge from
and
the
seek help.
And seek help. Professional help.
Yeah.
This is not a church matter.
No.
This is not drinking hantu given to you by an Islamic.
You need serious therapy.
And this is not, don't go to the traditional houses. You know traditional houses, if you have any disorder at all.
They can give you
for
something.
For the first 1 week.
They'll give you something.
They give you something. Then in the morning, as soon as you wake up, they flog.
They flog it out of you. No, that doesn't work in this situation. She needs therapy because this guy doesn't deserve
it. Should she tell the boyfriend that...
Well, it depends on the kind of relationship they have. She can come clean and say, oh, I think I have deep issues that I need to, you know, deal with before I can come back into this relationship.
So
give me some time.
As a very young guy,
yeah,
you know, just about 20, 21, I had a situation like this.
Really?
It turned out, of course, that the lady in question was an infomaniac.
You see, I told you.
And so...
I told you it was a disorder.
But I'm coming now. That yeah, I have one year guy, Manuel Coco, I remember. So I was ready to go through the path. Even then, as life was not as exposed as now. Instead of flogging, it was my friends. To one corner, they beat the living daylight out of me.
And
drove my way. I will not forgive Coca for that. I'm still going to pay him back. They beat the living daylight out of me. But when I look back now, if we had been exposed as we are
exactly
now, should have just gone for counseling.
Yes, there's more information.
We laugh about it, but it could be a tragedy if you have such feelings. Even though this one is unrepentant.
Well, because she's bringing it up, she's realized that there's something wrong. You know, so
yeah,
I think this is the first
step to get help. You know, sometimes it just uses as bravado. But deep inside, she's hurting. Because why would she say it?
Yes.
So she must be hurting. 9:22. That's about 2 minutes to. I had not time for WhatsApp Lagos said before you start screaming. can we take a phone call? I don't know how they do that WhatsApp Lagos thing. Can you do it?
WhatsApp Lagos.
Good morning.
Morning, Jare, my friend
from
Agboro.
I
know, and I know, are you now?
Madam Fanta, I greet you.
Good morning.
Yes, on the issue of time, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Some women love gifts and surprises. I'm not talking from experience. You know,
how do you know? Did your teacher tell you?
But at least the guy have a son now, and, you know, makes her feel good. So what else is he looking for? You know, but most women, or some women again, they love a wolf, you know, too much. A wolf. Is it a wolf she's looking for in the relationship?
It's not Nancy. The way you are talking is as if you are talking to Nancy. It's not Nancy.
No,
I'm not
feeling attacked.
Is it not Wosila? You don't feel attacked.
No, I don't feel attacked.
Because the way he said, is it a wolf? He looked as if he was pointing at you.
No, let's correct something.
Yes.
She said from the buggining that she's been investing. You know, she
and
buys
she's been
him.
Buying him
yeah,
good
she's been
gifts.
Buying him good gifts.
Oh, Leni, but one year native.
Exactly.
Do you know why I said so? Because he will always say, "Oh, I forgot."
Can you imagine that?
Hey, don't mind him. A scholarship boy.
Hey,
that's a nickname. That's
I like
a nickname
that. I like
Uncle Sam gave me. way back in 1982, scholarship boy. So this is when he sees me. He said, he has seen the scholarship boy. I said, you anointed me. We'll be back. We'll have to take a short break. I'm stuck somewhere. We are not going anywhere in all this heat. And I hope you are keeping an eye on what's going on out there in the world, Israel and, the Palestinians and so on and so forth. You need to keep an eye on that. The implications are far and wide as individuals, as a country, as a race. I think, was it yesterday or today that was declared a day of rage? You know the way these things go. So you just need to tread carefully. And the country itself, if this war escalates, which we're going to review on Saturday, it's going to affect us economically, it's going to affect us socially, our security is going to be compromised. So we need to be very, 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 very careful. And remember that things like this is not like a football game that will start at 4:45 and end at 6:30. You know, you won't know when it will start. You might not even know, be alive to know when it will end, because it might never end. This particular incident of all the ones I've had since I came to this world has been the most fearful. And with the Americans jumping out immediately to say that they support Israel, that tells you something. Meanwhile, the Russians and the Chinese, all of them, they want to create a balance. So many complexities. And when you are praying, remember to add that, please, Iran should not get involved in these things. Because if that happens, that's all. Okay, so let's have fun again, Ojari. In spite of palliatives or no palliatives, fun must go on. I didn't know he was a kiss and tell. You thought you could go and dishate the thing.
She was not informed.
She was not informed. She didn't take care. She didn't
due diligence.
This is Kelechi. Kelechi said that I have so fancied. Your name came up in this. Fancy Nancy. I've so fancied this man a long time that when I ran into him at a friend's party, I made a play for him. Heshi. How do women make a play for him?
She made a play for him.
I want to know what are the signs that you should look out for?
Winking at you, smiling.
I've seen that one. Yeah, I didn't know it happens in Nigeria.
Resting bee face.
Resting what?
Fetha understands what I'm talking about.
Resting bee.
Yeah. Huh? We can't say bee words. Resting bee words. If you get it, you get it.
I don't get it. I'm an old man. I made a play for him, Sha. He invited me to his flat, and then, of course, and it made me fall in love with him more.
An actor.
They say for film, actor. To my great shock, he doesn't want to have it. It's part of the fact that we meet him. And appear as you go.
You know, there's a rule. You don't give it up on the first date.
But why?
She messed up that rule.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
No.
Yeah. It's
girl code.
It could be girl code, but it also depends on what the guy just might not like you.
After the fact. All of a sudden, he doesn't like you after the fact.
Nedu was here. Who was it with? I think he was with Uche.
Mm-hmm.
And Nedu confessed
that
most men don't know what they are doing until after the fact.
What?
They don't. I'm telling you.
You know I like Nedu.
If you've been hurt, you've been hurt.
He's my guy.
They ask him.
But he can't be saying that now. What do you mean you don't know what you're doing?
He said, at the time he was saying it, I got a call, so I can't remember how I felt. But he said that most men, it's after the fact that their eyes. It wasn't as to whether they want to proceed. I'm telling you, because there could be some things that they would discover that could put him off.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't put him off before the fact.
He might not put him off before the fact. At a time when you want things like BO sometimes might not matter immediately until after the fact.
But you know, this is also something that can be handled very nicely.
Whether nicely or not, he didn't want. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, it's okay. We both came, we saw, and we...
To my greatest shock, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me, in spite of the fact that we've been intimate. He told all his friends that I was cheap and easy. The guy is immature.
Very childish.
He's a child. Mm.
She should just move on from it.
She should move on. But she says, I still love him. I would do anything to have him back.
Okay.
He just starts.
By the time we watch our
NYSC.
TV. By the time we watch our TV, now you're suffering. She would retrace her steps.
Now... So, what should she do? She should move on, or what should she
of
do?
Of course.
Should we cane her?
No. We just, you know, tell her nicely, you know, it's okay. Your experience is...
But it's obvious that the guy doesn't want his baby. Is it by force?
She has she needs to accept that. Your experiences either make you better or bitter.
Bitter, yes.
So, she should choose one. Pick a struggle.
Okay. She didn't know it was a kiss and tell. How do you know if a man is a kiss and tell? Is it not after he starts telling
you? Exactly. For what entertainment do you sit down and begin
to discuss? Human beings are made in different forms. Details. That's why our lives are like this. No two human beings,
I
they say,
are
the
same. I find it irresponsible and childish.
Very childish. Want to go and be drawing the map of
on top of what matters.
Well, it's even gotten worse now. For you ladies out there, some of these guys have secret videos.
Exactly.
Where your face won't show, and they upload it to sites and stuff like that, so you better be careful. Okay. let's get to Bukola. Bukola says that he now prefers to live alone. No, let's go to this one so we don't get caught up in time. He says he wants his wife back because of his kids. Mm. After that, we'll go to the one who prefers to live alone. He says, I was in love with my boyfriend for close to a year when he had a misunderstanding with his wife and moved in with me. Kai. The bed got divided into two. His side and her side. And sometimes there's a convergence, like they say in physics. He's always been responsible for the rent anyway, and I was happy to finally have him all to myself. Recently, he told me there have been reconciliatory moves by both sides of the family, and he said to go back to his wife because of the children. He said the move wouldn't affect our relationship, but how can that be when he would no longer be living with me? Esther, you cannot eat your cake and have it.
You lose him the same way you got him.
And
but he has value facts. He has to go back for his children.
Is this a function of what's the word now? Like a payback?
I don't think it is.
I mean, payback not by any party.
Mm.
But you
like
know,
karma.
Like karma, yes. Is this wrong karma?
Could be.
Hmm?
Could be. Well, so what's her issue? She doesn't want him to go back to his children?
Well, she wants... Did you hear what she said? She said all women want their men to themselves.
Yes, but this doesn't belong to you.
Don't you want your husband to yourself?
Of course. This one doesn't belong
Would
to you.
Would you like to share your husband?
Jimmy, we've had this discussion.
But I can't remember what you said.
We can't be putting me on the spot like this.
Okay. But I'm not... No, I mean, who would I phone and ask if you want me to go and ask Auntie Betty downstairs?
For this lady, the guy doesn't belong to you in the first place. He's not yours. He already has a wife. Hmm. He's not divorced. He's not, like, fully separated.
Yeah, but she had him, you know,
For the time that she had him.
Yes.
It was nice to meet you. He has to go
But
back
the guy family. Says, the guy has given her assurance that
it won't affect their relationship. Affect and she still wants to keep him.
Yes, now. Yes.
Okay. Good luck with that.
I sometimes wonder, maybe if we all had a general acceptance of, don't look at me like that.
I can
see from the corner of my eye. I sometimes wonder if all of us accepted polygamy, whether things would be easier in the world.
Why should we accept...
Don't attack me with the idea. Wait.
Ha.
I said I sometimes wish if all of us... After all, in one African country, I saw it recently, a woman can have more than one husband.
It's their personal...
And everybody is happy.
It's their preference.
Uh-huh.
Unto every man...
In Opobo, traditionally, don't you have more than one wife?
Unto every man.
Don't you have more
Sometimes
than one wife?
Sometimes they do. It doesn't apply to everybody.
No, but you can. If you want to.
If your family dynamic is that way.
Which family in Opobo doesn't have that dynamic?
Mine.
The Dappers.
Well, I know Dappers, Chief, the Purple, I know, the Fubaras. We don't do that.
I know a Chief Dapper that has three wives.
Really?
Yes.
Legal wives or what, one wife nothing, and
there's
attachments.
There's nothing
illegal. And entanglements.
There is nothing illegal.
So it's one legal wife and you can have a few entanglements here and there, you know?
No, no. If you marry traditionally, you can have, even if you're a Muslim, like Sherry, for example, you can have four wives.
Because that's because of his religion. It's acceptable in that setting.
But traditionally, the king of Opobo,
one wife. Proudly
is by, well, that's up putting the one.
Amayana Bawo of Opobo, one wife.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's this one. The one before him, uncle.
One wife.
It's no.
Proudly
no.
So.
You didn't read your.
I can speak on this one, this present one.
It's by choice.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I said. So it's your preference, your individual preferences. It differs. If you want two wives, if you want to have high blood
pressure at that age,
because one wife alone is enough.
I think that this world could have been a better place. If all of us generally, well, our ancestors, it wasn't a problem now.
How long did they live?
What do you mean, how long did they live?
How long did they live? With 10, 6, 7 wives.
They lived till 80, 100, 110. Now, with the women problem, all of us are dying so early. Look at me now, I'm half dead.
We're having now. God forbid.
Let's open up our lines.
Uncle Jimmy. There's no need for drama.
I'm so lean now.
Just
look at
one wife and be happy with yourself.
How can you be happy with one wife? Let's talk about it a bit. How can you be happy?
How
with
can't
one
you
wife?
Be happy? Well, you want different issues from different women.
I will narrow down now. I will throw you under the bus. You won't be able to answer my question.
Just leave me inside this bus. Don't put me under. I want to be inside the bus.
So you better mind yourself. You can call in, please. Pick that call. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning to your guest.
Good
name is Peter. I'm calling from Eju.
Morning, Mr. Peter.
Your guest has made me glad this morning. I've seen one wife already is in trouble. That means women can recognize that sometimes they are trouble.
You see?
That's good. And on the other side, I am a little bit concerned about what she said. She said the woman has invested.
Mm-hmm.
When you invest, you expect a return.
Yes.
And then because there was no return,
yes,
that is why she's...
Exactly.
That means I agree with Feta. Feta said,
yes,
I can give without anything attached to it. That is how it's supposed to be in marriage.
Sir,
when you invest, you expect a return on your investment.
Sir, Oga from Eju, sir, you know that the good laws says we should share and share alike. Why don't women want to share their husbands?
Why should we?
Why? What kind of possessiveness
is
that?
No, why should we share our
husbands?
Why
shouldn't you share your husband? Why? No, tell me now, why? Why?
Ogujimi, would you like to share your wife?
You know
that was a very intelligent question.
You know.
Would you like to share your wife?
I want to take the subject.
Thank you.
Thank you. He now prefers to live alone. Bukola, 2 years ago, my friend moved in. All this moving in and moving in.
I don't understand.
2 years ago, my boyfriend moved in with me and my two children from a previous marriage. He got on well with the children and things seemed to be going on well until a few months ago when he told me he would rather be on his own.
Mm.
And he was surprised. Do you know what it is?
He has moved on.
No, he has found somebody else.
Exactly, yes, he's moved on.
Yeah, just so it's a nice, polite way of saying that. Do you know that I think it's time that I am? Since you are staying here, why don't you pick up the tenancy of this place? Mm-hmm. No. This place is only 3 rooms. Mm-hmm. I'll need another extra place with the boys' quarters. And then off he goes. So she said, when I pressed him for that, he said friends and relations of his don't like the fact he's living off a woman in spite of the fact that he helps a lot financially. That always happens.
Mm.
And I tell people that don't give a hoot about what people say. They will say anything anyway.
Yeah.
If he was the one paying for the flat and so on and so forth, now they say, see this one, he left his house.
And he's going to go and pay another man's rent children,
and take care of the children. So they will say anything. A man must be a man. Stand up. at the appropriate time to
he's
be counted.
A revolution.
He's a revolution. Now he comes to visit a few days a week and sometimes stay the night. When it's around 9 o'clock, he'll be wondering whether he's going to put on his slippers.
He probably tell one day, listen, it's not you, it's me. It's me.
I want to move back in, but he says he really prefers things the way they are. Mm. And it might just be that he just needs a bit of space. You know, psychologically, when you move
Uncle
into...
Jimmy, don't do this.
Wait. You know when you move into somebody's...
Personal space, yeah.
Yes, I was looking for that one. Space. Sometimes you still feel like an alien. You want something that will make you feel more comfortable. For example, the guy could be thinking all the time that hey, this woman that is raking about water on the floor, this one can throw me out. Oh. She can throw me out. I want. You know, these are the things that occur to you. I'm talking from a male perspective.
Why don't you discuss it then?
No, because it would upset her. So, but you just have it. Because, you know, there are some women that are very wicked. 1 o'clock in the night,
my God.
They can tell you to go. Yes. Yes. That Jimmy, look at the time you came home that night. I don't like this kind of thing. Let me sleep. If you don't like it, you can get out. What is that? Then at 1 o'clock, you'll be thinking that, why did I tell Shuku that
Jimmy,
I've gone?
If
home?
He really, really wanted to stay and if it's an issue, he probably could have talked it out. It's very easy to say,
Let me be honest with you. Let's stop being nice and everything. There's something called male pride. There is something. A man always wants to be in charge, even in the animal kingdom.
True. I understand.
There's something called male pride. Mm-hmm. You're in another
and
person's
so you
house.
let that get in the way of you, you know, keeping a relationship that
you won't let it get in the way. You take it and keep it aside. When you finish, then you bring it back. It's as simple as that. He didn't end the relationship. He's gone to his own place. Yes. Living with women is tough.
Don't make it look like he's bad.
No, what I'm saying is that living, if you're living as a couple, but living with a woman is very tough. What are you saying? I stand by my word.
Kujimi, I disagree.
Completely. I stand by my word.
I completely disagree.
I said I stand by my word.
No, you don't say living with. You say living with some women.
All. Because
not
some,
all.
Some.
Are you saying living with deaf fetish stuff?
Ah! Hey, Willie.
Living with some women can be difficult.
It's not
all women.
Do you know that there are some women that won't say one word, but you will know. You will know.
Is it not better she doesn't say anything?
You'll be hungry. She'll be telling you, darling, take this egg and say, oh no, thank you. I'm with the Lord.
Oh, Lord, I'm busy. Uncle Jimmy, women are blessings to the men in their lives.
Let me say, undoubtedly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you live with a woman...
No, when you live with some women that become problematic...
Tell me an exception. If I live with you...
I'm an exception.
How can you be an exception? How can you...
I'm a blessing to any man in my life.
Hey, it's good to see you in the morning. Where do you put the bank? It's good. Fine woman.
Even at... Same
that
face.
Is a blessing.
Same face. I woke up like
but, that. But... Or like they would say, you are a man. But...
Uncle Jimmy, don't make it look like that.
Everybody is calling you now. A man must never find himself. He should avoid it. Living with a woman. I'm not saying, when I say with a woman, I'm not saying married or you have a relationship.
What if he's going through some financial difficulties and she's there to step in?
That is even worse.
She's there to, Uncle Jimmy, see. Personally, my own love language is act of service. I will be there for you if I have to.
At a cost.
No, it doesn't have to. When I said the Dakwada thing was because the lady was already...
You cannot doing change
what,
that.
No, she was already doing what she was supposed to do and it wasn't being reciprocated.
That's totally unfair.
If I'm there for you
because,
100,
because let me tell you,
I don't expect
from
you to
man's,
give me what I gave
no,
you,
jokes apart,
but show me that you will be there
going,
for me.
From a man's perspective, you will always kind of feel inadequate.
No, you won't. Not with me.
Are you a man?
I'm just saying you. I wouldn't make you feel inadequate. You wouldn't even notice that
me.
You are inadequate because I'm not doing it to make you feel anyway.
9:50. I want to pick one call.
Okay, please.
I wish we could continue this. Give us time on WhatsApp, Lego.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, on this issue, I'm 100% with you, Madam Shakala.
Shut up.
Better.
You see,
Madam Shakala, I don't support the fact that a man should descend so low to go and leave.
Did you hear what she said? So low. Thank you.
I am with you 100%. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Next caller. You are in trouble today.
Is it so low?
Next caller. 1-0. Oh, next caller. Pick the next call. Hello? Answer quick.
Oh, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Who is this now? Pastor. Oh, yeah, quick. Who are you in support of?
Uncle Jimmy, it is not ideal for a man to go and leave.
God bless you. 2-0. Oh, yeah, pick the next call. Pick the next caller. You heard what? That's a man of God.
I'm quiet.
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Top of the day, you Jimmy Dunn. What is that? The first argument that a man should have more than one wife.
Yes.
It is approved unto them in the Old Testament.
Exactly. God bless
you. The requester for it.
3-0. It is also 3-0. I pick the next call. I will finish you today.
It's okay.
9:51.
You win some, you lose some. It's okay.
3-0.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris. Quickly.
You know, they say there's. Every successful can you call there is a woman behind it, Abi?
Yes.
Thank you.
Why man not go live with woman?
No, what they said behind, that is at the back,
3-1.
Not in the front.
3-1.
It's not 3-1.
3-1.
My sister.
Thank
this
you.
One, this one, they don't cook. they don't cook vegetable for this one. They don't cook vegetable for
that. 3-1, Uncle
Jimmy. 3-1. 9:51. Pick the next
one. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Quickly.
Yes.
Gabriel, you are calling from Lekki.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, 100%, I support you. Thank
4-1.
You
God bless you. Next. 4-1.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, from Jakarta.
My name is Babs. I'm calling from the UK.
Oh, okay, yes. Check on me. From North London. Uh-huh.
This is an interesting topic, but I feel that... polygamy, I think it would be a better place. In these times that they are forcing same-sex marriage on us,
this is
what did they do?
This is like, stance two.
Did they spike their juice this morning?
Is stance two. This is so it's now 5-1. In fact, his own knocks out Chris's own again. So it's now 5-0.
Okay.
9:52. Two more minutes.
Calling from Lekki. It's not good for a man to stay with woman.
God bless you.
The truth is that there is a way you will not.
6-0.
6-1, Uncle Jimmy, not 6-0. 6-1.
No, that man's one as the one from London. From London. Nancy, let's go. We got to go. What's up, Lagos people are here. That was a good one. I flaw you, man.
This is not fair.
This is where we knock off. What's coming up next? You tell us now.
What's up, Lagos?
You see,
okay.
We report 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.